I'm going to begin by saying a couple of poems which are set in East Anglia, mostly in North Norfolk. And this is a very short sequence called Wash Days. And the first poem is in the sequence is called Going Down Below, which sounds filthy, but it's actually what Lincolnshire people say when they go down the wash into Norfolk. So it's actually a clean one about going down. Going down below. The eye that assimilates wind turbines to boat off stump, to ancient oaks and the setting sun to King John's lost orb is gristle and glower. The brain, mainly charged water. The second poem in the sequence is very short and it's called Ely from the Train. Ely from the Train. Marina dotted with tattoos. Fellow Brits. Three, Burnham Deepdale font. What? Your very good health. No light after dark, delving under arch skies. More Norfolk than Norman. Rogation tide, cleave root long day, mow mind this place, sheave bind, rest fast. I can thrash out whose vines these are, knackered if I know what tongue this hubbub. Finish my little set, this little half set, by reading a poem set in Ireland. I've lived in Ireland for nearly 11 years now, since I left Cambridge. So this poem has an Irish setting, just below the mountain Shreven Mon in County Tipperary is the ruin of a castle and a church. And these used to be the Kilcash estate. It was part of the Butler family's estate, big Irish family. Kilcash is the subject of a very famous song in Irish, which is called Kilcash. It was written around 1790s, lamenting the decline of the Butler family and the Gaelic nobility. And it begins with the line, Cadde yerna med fastigan island, which means, what will we do without timber? Poem, including history. When we drove to Kilcash, a lorry load of timber hove out of a dip as we pulled in. It must have been on its way down from the Quilcher plantation above, though the sign read cul-de-sac. We'd been on about Quilcher's elegy for the Fianna. The castle wore a scaffold shroud, and a mock alpine stockbroker folly had sprouted against Shreven Mon. Down in the chapel shell, Philip Ryan, unkindly, and in defiance of likelihood, I think him one of the helper ilk, whose cog was got for the malice that gave Cromwell ale or a secret pass. I forget what, just as they are not forgotten, has lain 10 times longer than he lived beneath the clutter of armour Christi, an egg timer and an energetic crucifixion, which might just as easily have been executed in the days of Maria de Holbernach O'Dolla as at the date of the chaste inscription. Back then, stasis put people on the road, and they looked for respite in the close dark of a quatrain. They slept like strangers in a grimy kip, loosening holsters and scabbards, keeping favoured hands free, facing the door. In the middle of the night, because it was precisely what they had done all through their history, they turned round and fought. It's right.